A developer and conservation groups have reached an agreement that will preserve prime agricultural land at Exit 4 on Interstate 89. As VPR's Steve Zinn reports, the agreement announced today ends a controversial plan to build a large development at the Randolph exit.
This is a tremendous victory for everyone who cares deeply about farming in Vermont and our valuable natural beauty we have here.
Sandra Levine of Conservation Law Foundation was among those who gathered on a windy hilltop just off the interstate to hail the agreement, which CLF, Vermont Natural Resources Council, and Preservation Trust hammered out with developer Jesse Samus. A local citizens group called Exit 4 Open Space has also been instrumental in the process. Samus had proposed a 1.1 million square foot mixed-use development, larger than Taft's Corner in Williston. Under the agreement, 149 acres owned by Samus will be purchased by the Montpelier-based Castania Foundation. There's also an option for the Preservation Trust of Vermont to purchase another 22 acres if the money can be raised. Tim Storo, the executive director of Castania Foundation, says the $1.2 million purchase aligns with the organization's mission to preserve the state's working landscape.
But also the larger community values here, the open space values, the scenic values, and supporting the longstanding public policy in Vermont to foster growth around our community centers and not having sprawl development, you know, spread around up and down 89.
Storo says the foundation will ultimately sell the land to Ayersbrook Goat Dairy in Randolph. Miles Hooper of the dairy told the group attending the announcement that there's a demand among farmers for good land, and the loss of this property would have hurt small farms in the area. But Hooper says not just farmers benefit.
I think agriculture, whether we are directly involved in it or not, it's something that we all appreciate because it's what keeps our state looking the way it is. And it is what attracts visitors to our state and fuels our economy. And I think it's something that we need to be very careful about moving forward. I think that this moment sets a great precedent for that.
When it came his turn to speak, developer Jesse Samus said he had a long history of helping to conserve land. But afterward, Samus, who is 79, said he decided not to pursue his development because the state's review process takes too long and is too cumbersome.
I mean, all my pals who develop in Boston and New York and other parts of the country, they say there's no way I'd come to Vermont to develop.
And Samus says he has mixed feelings about the agreement to conserve the land.
I'm happy about it from a conservationist standpoint, okay? As a developer and somebody who's lived in Randolph for over 40 years and knows that there's a tremendous demand for good jobs, I'm disappointed, okay? There was no question the opportunity to do both. There was the opportunity to preserve almost all the prime ag land and have development as well.
Conservation groups say they'll pay considerably less than the appraised value of the land. Brian Shoup of VNRC says the agreement illustrates that the development review process works.
It's a significant win for conservation, and I think it's a significant win for Act 250, that it played a role in bringing the developer to the table to look at alternatives to a bad project.
The fate of one critical piece of property is still uncertain. The 22-acre section that Preservation Trust of Vermont can buy must be purchased by June 15th, which means it has to raise $1 million by then. The property provides a dramatic panorama of the mountains from the interstate. For that reason, Preservation Trust's Paul Bruhn says it's worth purchasing.
This exit here in Randolph is one of the most beautiful along 89, and a lot of people drive by here, and they do it often, and I think we all would be happiest to see this land protected.
Bruhn says the amount of money involved and the short timeline is formidable, and if Preservation Trust fails to buy it, Samus says he'll pursue building a hotel on the land. Paul McAdams of Braintree attended the announcement. Back in the 60s and 70s, McAdams had a dairy farm on the land. He summed up his feelings about the agreement in a word.
Perfect. It's going to be fields, damn it. And let it stay that way.
For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.